This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio, the Colorado Bureau of Investigation says the autopsy for Suzanne Marfew has been completed. She's the woman who was reported missing in Chaffee County on Mother's Day in 2020. Her body was found 3 years later in Siwatch County. The CBI confirms Marfew's autopsy has been completed, but they did not reveal the findings. More information is expected to be released in the coming weeks. District 60 in Pueblo is holding a special school board meeting tonight. They're talking about the remaining two finalists for superintendent. They're Dr. Sean Hocker and Dr. Barbara Kimsey. If a decision is not reached tonight, the school board will meet again tomorrow afternoon to continue deliberations. Pueblo city leaders are concerned with the increasing homicides in the city and are calling on the community to help fight crime. Mayor Heather Graham addressed recent violence in a press conference yesterday.
We had 6 homicides last year by this time, compared to the 11 we have this year. We simply will not tolerate the many unnecessary deaths in our community, that the crime in certain categories remains high.
Mayor Graham did report overall crime is down 6%, but she says most violence involves younger people and urges parents to know where their children are at night and who they're hanging out with. The police chief explained the department is now creating a new team to stop gun violence before it happens and will work with the FBI this summer to disrupt gang activity in the city. Colorado Springs is adding extra eyes in the sky to keep roads safe. A new camera program was approved to help track and identify speeders. Those caught in neighborhoods and near parks will receive a $40 fine, but that doubles for drivers who go too fast in school and construction zones. Police say speed is the leading factor of traffic injuries in El Paso County. We discussed that with City Councilman David Lineweber earlier on KRDO News Radio. Head over to KRDO.com or wherever you get your podcasts to listen to that interview and see what Councilman Lineweber had to say about those new traffic vans. Colorado is one step closer to raising fees for rental cars. A bill to charge an extra $3 a day just cleared another hurdle. The increase would allow the state to collect $50 million to fund 20% of the Front Range Passenger Railway. Senate President Steve Finberg says the U.S. government's bipartisan infrastructure grants would cover the rest. The legislative session ends on May 10th. That means any bill being signed into law this year must be sent to Governor Polis by then. And a guitar once used by the Beatles could break records at an auction. Here's more from ABC's Jason Nathanson.
The 12-string acoustic guitar in which John Lennon played Help and Norwegian Wood and other songs will go up for sale next month by Julian's Auctions, where the current record sales price for an axe is $6,010,000 for the guitar played by Kurt Cobain during Nirvana's 1993 MTV Unplugged performance.
This could be the guitar that would beat that, because really, it's a guitar that's really important, hasn't been seen in 50 years, and probably is the last Beatles instrument that will actually come to the market.
Julian's executive director and co-founder Martin Nolan says the guitar was recently found in an attic. It'll hit the auction block in New York at the end of May. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Fall into the 30s and 40s overnight tonight. Highs will shoot back up into the 60s and 70s on Thursday, near 80 degrees across the eastern plains. Gusty west-southwest winds at about 40 to 45 miles per hour by the afternoon as our incoming storm system moves across the state, bringing snow and rain across the high country for Thursday evening. Some of this moisture will arrive across southern Colorado by Friday, bringing low clouds, temperatures in the 50s and 60s, and some scattered showers and storms Friday afternoon. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.